So we learned some Hilchot Purim. This shiur is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Yaakubov, Leilui Nishmat Mefrat Bat Chedva and Daniel Ben Miriam, and Latzlachat Mishpachtam. From Sefer Or HaHalacha, תחילת זמנה לכתחילה בלילה בצאת הכוכבים, ובדיעבד אפשר להקדים את קריאתה כבר מפלג המנחה. Someone asked me this morning, when is the earliest time to be able to read the Megillah? לכתחילה, the earliest time is from צאת הכוכבים, which is at least 18-20 minutes after שקיעה, at least. בדיעבד, you can even do it before שקיעה, from the time of פלג המנחה. פורים שחל במוצאי שבת, אין להתיר לקרוא מפלג המנחה, גזר השם הילך אצל חכם שיקרא לו את המגילה ויטלטל את המגילה, דלת עמוד ברשות הרבים. If it falls on מוצאי שבת, you cannot do it by פלג מנחה, because that's during שבת, and during שבת we don't handle the מגילה, we don't read the מגילה, because we're scared, there is a גזרה דרבה, from the גמרא מסכת סוכה, if you remember, that maybe the person is going to panic and he's going to say, oh, I don't know how to read this pasuk, or I don't know how to say the bracha. He's going to take his Megillah, go to the Rav, and he's going to ask him. So, Mimela Zeniya, no, זה לא מוקצה בשבת, לא, כי אפשר לטלטל, כי אפשר להכין, we can. אבל, we are not supposed to read the Megillah on Shabbat. טוב לחוש במקום שאפשר לקרוא את המגילה בזמן רבנו תם. I don't know if we are nohag like this, but he says that he brings from Rav Ovadia in Yabia Omer, in the Miluim of Chelek Aleph, that it's better to read the Megillah when it's Tzete Kochavim, Ledaato Shel Rabbeinu Tam. Baruch Hashem, I can say on myself that I'm Yotzei Yedei Chova, because I read it a second time. It's for sure after Rabbeinu Tam. But, you know, sometimes that's hard to implement, especially because people are coming in from a fast, so... Okay, but there are ways around that too. You know, people can do arvit. You know, they can eat a little bit, then they can do the Megillah. But that's not really our minhag. Our minhag is the Megillat Esther is before Alenu Leshabeach. It's, you know, before Uval Etzion, Ve'ata Kadosh. So we don't do that. Balayla zmana nimshach kol alayla ad amud ha-shachar. The reading of the night time is all night until amud ha-shachar. Ubayom, the reading of the daytime. זמנה לכתחילה מהנץ החמה עד השקיע. לכתחילה, the time is from sunrise until שקיעה. You have all day. If a person did not hear in the morning, he has all day until שקיעה to read the Megillah. If one read the Megillah מעמוד השחר, יצא בדיעבד. בדיעבד, if before הנץ החמה one heard the Megillah, is יוצא. מדברי כמה ראשונים משמע שמישהו בקי בזמן עלות השחר יכול לקרותה אז אף לכתחילה. וכן דעת הרמב״ם ורשי ותוספות. ומרן כאן נגרר אחר לשון הריב והראש שהעתיקו המשנה כצורתה ולא פנה אל שאר מפרשים. והאמת כמו שכתבנו וכן נוהגים פה סלוניקי is quoting from a ספר called שולחן גבוה להתפלל משעלה עמוד השחר אף לכתחילה ואין פוצה פה ומצפצף, which means that there are kehilot that allow themselves to read the Megillah early even before Henetz HaChama, after Alot HaShachar. This is more noheg by places where people have to go to work. Really, you're not supposed to go to work on the day of Purim. Anyone who goes to work on the day of Purim, the Gemara says, Enoro es siman bracha, doesn't see a siman bracha, but there are places where, you know, they have to, so they have to go early, so they need to read the Megillah early. The old problem, yeah, the old problem of having to do everything early because of Poalim. So, there are some acharonim that say that even though Maran HaShulchan Aruch said that it's only b'di'avad, really the opinion of some other rishonim, such as the Rambam, the Rashi, and Tosfot, is that if we know exactly when is the time of Alot HaShachar, then even lechatchila you can read after Alot HaShachar. Hakore ben Hashmashot yikra beli beracha. Let's say a person did not read the entire day, he didn't hear the Megillah. And all of a sudden they tell him, Adoni, where are you? You didn't read the Megillah? Oh, okay, I'll hear it now. And what is it now? It's Ben Hashmashot. It's between Shkiah and Tzete Kochavim. So he should read it, but he reads it without a bracha. Im nizkar zman ma kodem Shkiah tachama beofen shebarul lo sheyachol lesayem kriyata kodem Tzete Kochavim, rashai af levarech al kriyata. Rabbi David Yosef in his Sefer Torah Tamuadim says that if, let's say, you start before Shkia, so again, Ben Hashmashot, which is after Shkia, Yikra Beli Bracha, he should read without a Bracha. Lama ki ze Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Lo, ki Ben Hashmashot, ze yachol liyot sheze kvar Laila, ze lo Purim. Az ata lo koreh ze bePurim. But if, let's say, you're right before Shkia, you know, 15 minutes before Shkia, so what am I going to do? You can, if you know that you're able to finish before Tzet HaKochavim, so in other words, you start before Shkia, and you know you can finish within 20 minutes after Shkia, even though it's Ben HaShmashot, since you're starting it before the Shkia, you can say it with a Bracha. Purim Shechal Be'erev Shabbat V'Kibel Alav Shabbat. Let's say Purim is on Friday. It could happen in Eretz Yisrael. Purim Shechal Be'erev Shabbat. V'Kibel Alav Shabbat. And he didn't read the Megillah. And he already did Lecha Dodi. He already was Mekabel Shabbat. But it's still before Shkia. V'Nizkar Shelo Karay Ta Megillah. Yikra Kol Zman Sheyachol Lesayem Kodem Tzet HaKochavim. Alright. Ben Ir. Shechiyuv kriyato biyom yudalet. A person who lives in Tel Aviv, and he's like New York. In regular cities, Purim is on the 14th. So in Tel Aviv, Purim is on the 14th. Ve'ne'enas ve'lo kara biyudalet. So he lives in Tel Aviv, and some onus happened out of his control. He wasn't able to read on yudalet. Kore betetvav belo bracha. Can he make up for it? He can make up for it, but he cannot do a bracha. He should read it on tetvav belo bracha. Teni rak lesayim ta halacha. Vechen toshavei Ramot sheshachechu velo kareu et haMegillah biyom yudalet Adar yikrauha betetvav belo bracha. Boy, does this go into a whole controversy in the world of the poskim? But this is going according to the shita of Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. This goes as well for Toshavei Ramot. Ramot is very special because it's on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. It's Samuch Yerushalayim. You're able to see. From where are you able to see? Not able to see. So if they read, Velo Karu Ta Megillah B'Yom Yudalet, if they did not read on Yudalet, Yikra'u Abetetva. That's the Shita of Rav Ovadia. Rav Ovadia holds that Toshavei Ramot, they read on Yudalet. Vishalom Esas, other poskim, they held, no, they're part of Yerushalayim. They should read on Tedva. But Rav Ovadia says they read on Yudalet, and many of them are noheg to read it again on Tetvav, aval beli bracha, latzet midei safek. Ratzita lishol, Shem Tov? No. Aval zaych liot toshav. Aval afilu toshav ben yomo, afilu toshav, aval bo nagid, hu lo yachol, ze kvar avar hayom. Hu lo yachol. הוא צריך לבוא בלילה. למחרת לא, הוא צריך להיות שם, he has to be there at night. So just to go there in the day, no, it won't help. אוקיי? המאחר להגיע לבית כנסת, טוב, נעזוב את זה, זה לדלג, זה לא שייך, נכון? One who comes late the night of Purim to בית כנסת, והגיע לאחר התפילה לפני קריאת המגילה. And he comes, he got there late. He gets there after Arvit, but before the reading of the Megillah. The Chazan is about to read the Megillah. But he didn't do Arvit. Okay, so now the question is, you know, what do you have to do first? Arvit and the Megillah. If, let's say, you have to do Mamash, you have to do Arvit first. Okay, then you should go to a different Bet Knesset where they have a later Minyan. No. Yishma kodem kriyata Megillah berova'am, ulachar miken itpalel Arvit. The truth is that he could go to a different Bet Knesset. It's also Berov Am. He can go to a different Minyan. But let's say there is no such possibility, and he's stuck. He came late for Arvit, but he's in time for the Megillah. Read the Megillah Berov Am. Don't read the Megillah later on, Bi Chidut. Read it Berov Am. And then afterwards you pray Arvit. V'chen baboker. Same thing applies in the morning. Im Ichel V'Gia B'Zman Kriyat HaMegillah. Yishma Kodem Kriyat HaMegillah. V'achar Kach Yitpalel. Let him first read the Megillah, then he should pray. Ubilvad sheyeshahut likro krat shema bizmana le'achar miken. Only if we're talking about in the early hours of the morning, where you still have time to say krat shema bizmana. Aval im yavor zman krat shema, this is no machloket over here. If the time of krat shema is going to pass, obviously that's what you have to do first. That's the oraita, and then he reads the Megillah echshehu afterwards. מי חייב במקרא מגילה? הכל. הכל חייבים במקרא מגילה, אפילו נשים שפטורות ממצוות עשה של זמן גרמה, כאן חייבות, שכולם היו בכלל הגזרה להשמיד ולהרוג. הלכה אין דגמרה, אין שולחן אור סימן תפרש פתת, that even women who normally מצוות עשה של זמן גרמה, such as מגילה, זה זמן גרמה, they are חייב, just like in נרות חנוכה, there are חייב. What's the reason? What's the famous phrase? מפני שאף הם היו באותו הנס. רבי יהושע בן לוי, he's the one who said, מה זה? גם ארבע כוסות, בשלושה מצוות. בארבע מצוות. חנוכה פורים. לא, אכילת מצה זה דאורייתא הם חייבות. אפילו שזה הזמן גרמה, הם חייבות מדאורייתא, כי לומדים את זה הקש, חמץ ומצה. מי שחייב בחמץ, חייב במצה. אבל מצוות הרבנן, that women are חייב, even though there is זמן גרמה, because of the reason of מפני שאף הן היו באותו הנס, is only three. ארבע כוסות, you're right, and חנוכה, and מקרא מגילה. אף שכתוב מבטלים תורה לשמוע מגילה ברוב עם, בנשים אין מצווה לקרוא ברוב עם. It's an interesting way of putting the halakha, but I mean, what he means is that the Gemara in Masechet Megillah, Dav Gimel, tells us a famous statement, Mevatlim Talmud Torah leMikra Megillah. For the purpose of Mikra Megillah, we stop from the learning. We stop from learning in order to read the Megillah Berov'am Hadrat Melech. A person cannot say, no, azov oti, ani yesh li seder limud. I have a time to learn now. Later on, I'm going to read the Megillah on my own. I don't need anybody to read for me. I don't need to stop in the middle of my learning. There is a inyan to read it together, berov'am. You know, you read it alone, you're yotzei de chova, aval you don't have that beauty of pirsume nisa. Pirsume nisa is missing. Where's the pirsume nisa? When you have everyone together reading. In two ways. Number one, we're publicizing it. Number one, everybody hears about it. Number two, the way it looks, that it's like a igeret, it's like a letter that is being read in the presence of Avdei HaMelech, in the presence of the servants of the king. So it has a whole different look. That's Berov Am, and therefore, Mevatlim Talmud Torah Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. So he says over here, by the women, they don't have a chiyuv לקרוא ברובם. That's why a woman, she's chayav to hear in the Megillah, but she doesn't have to come to shul. She can have someone read for her the Megillah at home. Oh, but what do you mean? At home you don't have ברובם? She is patur from ברובם. Why I said it was interesting, because מבטלים תלמוד תורה, as if it's because of ביטול תורה. By the women, it's not a problem of ביטול תורה, but he meant to say that מבטלים because of ברובם. Women are not chayav ברובם. By the way, there's a famous question. What's the bitul Torah by? What's it? What's it mean? Mevatlim Talmud Torah because of Mikra Megillah. We stop from learning in order to read the Megillah. What's the Megillah? What is this? A science book? A history? Global studies? The Megillah is chelik from the Torah. It's Tanakh. It's one of the Kavdalet Sifrei Tanakh. It's not Limud Torah. This is Limud Torah. So why we say Mevatlim Talmud Torah? We stop learning in order to hear the Megillah. Hearing the Megillah is also Talmud Torah. Anybody would like to offer an answer? I'm sure you heard many answers.
Huh?
לא הבנת את השאלה. השאלה היא, למה קוראים לזה, לא למה מבטלים, למה קוראים לזה ביטול תורה? מבטלים תלמוד תורה כדי לשמוע מקרא מגילה. זה השאלה שאני שואל. אז אני רוצה עכשיו תשובה, לא שתחזור על השאלה שלי.
משה, משה. עכשיו שיש לי תשובה.
כן, מה התשובה? אבל תשובה אמיתית תיתן. כן. יפה מאוד. זה תשובה אחת מהרבה תשובות. יש הרבה תשובות, אבל זה תשובה טובה, חזק וברור.
הבן אדם יש לו סדר לימוד, הוא יוצא מהסדר לימוד לדבר הזה. זה נקרא, זה התכוונו.
אז בזמן הגמרא, היו לומדים בבית הכנסת פה. והיו קוראים בבית המקדש, או היו לומדים פה, והיה להם ישיבה, עוזבים את הכל והולכים לישיבה.
So, אתה מסביר מה שהוא אמר, ויש גם הסבר אחר למה שהוא אמר. So let me say, what Yaakov told us is that, you know, you have a seder, you have an organized program of learning Torah. When you go out of your program to go and to hear the Megillah, That can be called bitul. That's what Yaakov said. Now, we need to understand why. So there could be one reason, simply what he said. That the fact that you're physically getting up and going to the Beit HaKnesset to hear, that time in between, that's bitul Torah. Instead of continuing to learn, you picked yourself up to go. So that's bitul Torah. Or, could be what you meant, the shift, the change in the mode of your schedule. There is a inyan for kviut in limud Torah, to have a seder. You stopped the seder to read, to hear something that didn't necessarily fit with your Chok LeYisrael, you know, with your schedule of learning. So maybe that's also an inyan of bitul Torah. Yafeh me'od. There's another way. כן, אבל באמת אמרתם עניינים. יש עוד עניין, כן?
הוא בטל את התורה, אבל הוא הולך לעשות משהו עם הרבה, עם קהל גדול.
אבל שוב פעם, אני שואל, למה זה נקרא ביטול? זה השאלה כאן. אני לא שואל למה מותר לבטל.
הוא יוצא מהסקדיו
שלו. זהו, אז זה מה שאמרנו. אבל אני רוצה עוד תשובה. בוא תחשוב עוד איזה חידוש. תחדש עוד איזה. Another answer.
It has to do with quietness.
That what?
I don't know, this is a stretch.
That when you're learning alone...
No, nothing to do with learning. That learning the Megillah is
Torah.
So we're going to, if there is speaking during the reading of the
beautiful
Megillah,
beautiful. That's another answer. Another answer why it's called Bitul Torah. True, the Megillah is learning Torah. But who guarantees you that when you're going to be hearing the Megillah, it's going to be really straight limud? People are talking, there is noise with the Rashanim, Sevivonim, Shelarosh, Anim Kamin, and all types of Inyanim. So this is Bitul. You know, there is an Inyan to learn Torah, Besheket, Bero. So if you're taking Megillat Esther, you're reading it quietly, I understand. But over here, people could be talking. It might take you out of your learning. That's another answer. Abutai, I want another answer. Yes. As lo yeh Bitul. אתה אומר, אוקיי, עכשיו הבנתי.
גם העונן שם
בתורים, כי זה דברי קבלה.
כדברי תורה.
אוקיי. So let me add, כן. אבל הם אמור מבטלים. אז אוקיי, יפה מאוד. אתה אומר, לא התכוונו לומר שזה ביטול תורה, אלא זה, הוא דוחה את הסדר לימוד שלו. מה שהוא לומד בו.
מה זה דוחה? אוקיי. תורה
תורה בבלי? לא, תלמוד תורה. מבטלים את מה שאתה לומד. מה שלומדים.
מה זה תורה
שבעל פה? מצווה של... לא. לא, כאן הכוונה תלמוד תורה, מצווה תלמוד תורה.
אתה לא עולה בקדושה? כשעוזבים את לימוד תורה, הולכים ל...
מקרא מגילה.
מעלים בקדושה? זה לא מעלים
בקדושה? לא כתוב בשום מקום שזה נקרא מעלים בקדושה. לא כתוב. לא כתוב. אבל החובה אז... אתה אמרת תירוץ דווקא די עמוק עכשיו. יעקב is saying another answer. When we're hearing the Megillah, רבי יעקב, אתה יושב בשקט, אתה בטח יש לך חמש תירוצים בקלות, כמו מלפפונים, אני בטוח. He's saying, this that you're getting up for your learning, from your learning to go to hear the Megillah, you're going to hear an obligate, you're obligated to do that. It's like the Poskim have a diyun in the Bet Yosef in Ilchot Kriyat Shema, there is a whole diyun. Is Kriyat Shema considered learning? Or because it's mitzvah Kriyat Shema, you're not learning at that time. You're doing the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So the same thing by the Megillah, אשר קידשנו במצוותה וציוונו לשמוע על מקרא מגילה. So you're doing it because of the mitzvah of Megillah. You're not doing it because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So maybe that's also a tirutz. Okay? By the way, let me give you two other tirutzim that I remember. There's more, but I don't remember all of them right now off the top of my head. But there's two that stick in my mind. You know, one of them I remember because when I was learning Masechet Megillah with my son for his bar mitzvah, Avraham, so when he was 12 years old, I remember he gave an answer on his own. And he said like this. He said that the Gemara in the middle of Masechet Megillah, he knew the Gemara because we learned it. The Gemara says that there are certain words in the Megillah that we don't know their meaning. Bene haramachim. Mazer haramachim. But you don't know for sure. There's another word. There's some words in the Megillah that we don't know exactly what they mean. Okay, so now when you're reading the Megillah, when you get up to those words, what are you doing? You're not learning anything because you don't know the meaning of those words. So it's Bitul Torah. So I thought that was a cute answer at the time. I even wrote it down. And then after a while, I saw that Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, Arav Shalom, Haril Diskin, he said this answer. That's also not. But the answer that is most maybe mitkabel al alev is similar to what some people said over here. And that is, the Aruch HaShulchan says this, the Rashash says this. There is, maybe it's not Bitul Torah in quantity, but it's Bitul Torah in quality. Which means, if let's say a person is able to learn Torah be'iyun, to sit and to learn a page of Gemara, let's say, with depth. But he says to himself, I'm not in the mood, meaning, not only not in the mood, but he's lazy. He's lazy, and he learns it be'ofen shitchi, in a superficial way. This is also bitul Torah, lo bekamut, aval be'echut. In quality of learning, there's also bitul Torah. So let's say a person is learning Masechet Gemara. He's learning Be'iyun. Mevatlim Talmud Torah lishmoa mikra Megillah. After all, when you're hearing the Megillah, you're not, going into the Mefarshim, learning it Be'iyun. You're just hearing the simple, plain reading. So the level of Talmud Torah is a lower level. It's a level of, it's superficial compared to what you were learning. Comes along the Gemara and says, Afilu achi. Mevatlim Talmud Torah, לקרוא, in order to hear, מקרא מגילה.
קריאה בספר תורה, זה כאילו, אבל זה לא עומק.
נכון, נכון. Please.
The whole purpose of the learning is to do. נעשה ונשמע. Why are we learning? We're learning to do. And this time comes to do.
Right.
So you have to stop to do, because the whole purpose of the learning is to do.
I didn't ask why should you stop. Why is it called Bitul? I know it's not Bitul Torah.
Because the rabbi made it that we have to listen to it.
Right.
So it's not called Bitul Torah.
But they called it Bitul Torah. They said Mevatlim.
Mevatlim doesn't mean that.
Oh, okay. Oh, so now you're saying a different answer. That's your answer. That Mevatlim doesn't mean Bitul Torah. It means stop from the learning that you're doing. Do a different learning.
Yeah.
I got your point that you were saying. כתב מרן, מנהג טוב להביא קטנים וקטנות לשמוע מקרא מגילה. And the ביור הלכה says, כל זה כמובן שלא יצא שכרו בהפסדו, שאם יפריעו בשמיעת מקרא מגילה, אין להביאם. Although מרן השולחן ערוך writes, in סימן תפרש פתט, that it's a good מנהג, doesn't say חיוב, but he says, מנהג טוב, to bring the little children, קטנים וקטנות, to hear the מקרא מגילה. But that's only, of course, the Biur Halacha writes, if they are of age, that you can control them, that they can sit down quietly. If they're not going to sit down quietly, yatzas charo be'efsedo, you're only losing, you're not gaining. We all understand that. And by the way, I'm always admiring the people in the Bet Knesset here. It's not easy. Purim is a time, first of all, the place is packed to the rim, and with children and with women and the men and everyone, and it's very hard. And there's and Purim to begin with, there is a air of simcha v'sason, so it's hard to control people. I am always at awe that the making noise for Haman is only at the time that we say and not other times. I'm really so happy. Every time I see that, it's really amazing. Not every Bet Knesset is like that. You should know that. In this Bet Knesset, there's a lot of self-control, Baruch Hashem. Of course, everybody has what to work on, but there is a lot of midat tova, of sheket, of quiet. And we do the noise for Haman maybe 5 or 6 times in the Megillah. Okay? Maybe 5 or 6 or 7 times. But the times when I continue, nobody is, you know, stopping me and making the music. No, every time. So really, the fact that everyone cooperates is an accolade of pride for this Bet Knesset. And I think the Rav came in, so I'm just going to say this last halacha. Nechlaku acharonim ha'im isha yechola leotzi ita ish yedechovat mikra megillah. This is a sugya to get into. He brings all the shitot over here. Can a woman read the Megillah for a man to be Yotzei Yedechova? After all, she's also Chayav, right? So can she read? So there is a machloket. Maran in Tafresh Petet writes, Bistam Shemotzi'a, V'yesh Omrim She'ena Motzi'a. So you have a Stam V'yesh in this inyan. The Stam is that she is Motzi. Yesh Omrim She'lo Motzi'a. Why is it that Yesh Omrim She'lo Motzi'a? What's the reason? Motzi'a Yichayevet. Aval Yesh Omrim Lo Motzi'a. Why are they saying she's not Motzi Yedechova? The Baal HaItur says, because Kol Ba'isha Erva, that there, it's not tsanua to hear the voice of a woman singing. You know, the Megillah has ta'amim. So she's going to sing it. It's not tsanua. The Ture Even says, because there is, al kol panim, there is a difference in the chiyuv of the men and the women. The Ture Even is mechadesh a big chidush. Is karta mikodem divrei kabbalah. According to men, the men's chiyuv is midivrei kabbalah. Divrei kabbalah means in the dargah of Nevi'im. Whereas by the women, their chiyuv is midrabanan. Now, not that it's not like the difference between the Oraita and the Rabbanan, but there is a difference. Chiyuvam kalush yoter mishel ha'anashim. That's the reason. And there are other reasons that are mentioned in the Poskim. Chazon of Adi... Ken? Ken?
Ken?
Ken? Ken? Ken? Ken? Ken? Ken? Ken? Ken? Ken? Ken? Ken? Ken?
שאלתי,
מה עם הברכה?
יכולה לברך גם
כן? למה לא? כן, זה כל השאלה. הרי היא חייבת, אז היא יכולה לברך. אני רק אסיים. הרב עובדיה וחזון עובדיה אומר, אף על פי שהעיקר כדעת מרן, בסתם שמוציאה את הנשים, even though דעת מרן is בסתם that she's מוציא, says רב עובדיה וחזון עובדיה, טוב לחוש לסברה שנייה, אלא אם כן בשעת הדחק. It's always better to be going according to the other shita that a man should read the Megillah, unless it's a case of emergency. You have no one else who knows how to read, and you have someone, a woman who went to a Bet Yaakov or to I don't know what, where she learned how to read the Megillah, and then in that case it's okay.